Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
What an epic intro!
Nice.
To Hat Chat!
The podcast.
Very epic.
It was quite epic, yes. Mm. But even more epic are your hosts for today.
Wow, that's bringing us up in a big
men
way.
Called.
Yeah.
Me, Chris
you,
Trott.
You, Trott.
Me, Trott.
Me, Ross Hornby.
Me, a name. I'm Alex Smith. I'm a little bit under the weather today.
You don't sound
always
well,
under
luckily.
The weather, mate. What are you in space?
That's very true.
And then technically, you can be submit to space weather as well. So technically, you can never be under the weather. Or you're always under the weather. So maybe rephrase that.
Fuck. I need to go and ask a scientist, I think.
You will.
Who was the Hawking?
Matthew Hawking.
Thank you.
Big up to them for sending that finger.
There's a full version at the end.
Sounds very Game of Thrones. Longer. Very yeah. Game of Thrones.
Imagine the whole map of the Hat Films universe.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Didn't you make something like that once? I swear.
You did. Well, you did one for High Rollers, didn't you? Like a similar. You have done a rolling map.
I thought it wasn't Cornerstone, was it? Oh no. What was the? I swear there was one where you flew over a map and then tried to do something. No. Okay.
Craig did one for PUBG and for our little armor
maybe
stuff.
Maybe that's something to do with
squad.
That. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I probably did. I just don't have a good memory.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got some fantastic questions that are up for debate as voted on by our wonderful community that is available on Discord, discord.gg/hatfilms. And if you're a Patreon, a YouTube member, a Twitch subscriber, and you link those various platforms to your Discord account, you can access our special VIP Scrubscriber channels where you get to vote on the hypotheticals of our podcast. And I have put them in order in this document, Ross.
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to kick us
okay,
off with the most voted one.
Let's have a look. Here's the first one here is from Portal Zeus.
Mm.
Or Zeus. Do you want to say it like Zeus? Would you?
Huh? Zeus.
No, I think we say
okay.
Zeus.
I just want to be a bit fancy with it. Okay.
Because I used to say Dr. Zeus.
Dr. Zeus, yeah. Okay, so you're in a magic battle, but not just any magic battle, but an inconvenient magic battle. Your goal is to cast spells to inconvenience your opponent as much as possible.
Yeah.
You have a limit of 3 spells. You can use the same spell twice if you want. Example, teleport, summon concrete, conjure pothole.
Conjure potholes.
So you could just make them fall into little
potholes.
So
it's an inconvenient magical battle. I imagine one of the most inconvenient places to get into a magical battle would be at a urinal.
Yeah.
While mid-piss.
So miss-pissing.
Because there's an embarrassment level as well. You're trying to focus on your thing.
One of your spells is the environment itself.
So I'm pissing, and the other wizard's pissing to my right. And he fires off a spell, and I turn, spray all over his shoes.
That's a free action.
That's a free action. That's not even a spell.
It's not even a spell.
Now he's got piss all over his shoes.
Great start. Very inconvenient.
Yeah. And then I turn the floor liquid, so he drops through the floor. I make
you're
it solid.
On that floor.
Continue to piss in his mouth.
What?
Oh, so you're
wait, are you teleporting? Wait, yeah. How are you doing that?
How are you floating?
So I'm stood on the ground of the floor of the toilet.
Right.
He stood on the ground of the toilet too.
Yeah, but then you make it liquid, so you both fall in.
No, I made the specifically under him.
Right.
Right.
You didn't specify the spell range.
Sorry. It's in a 2 foot area.
5 foot cube.
It's not a cube. It's I just make the area directly under the target's feet turn liquidy for a split second, which drops them to the right height.
Solidify.
I continue to piss in the mouth.
So that's free action. Two spells,
that's
right?
Two free action. No, that's only one action.
So you
again.
Just cancel you just the
spell. So first of all, I piss on his shoes.
Right.
Then I turn this.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
That's the spell. I turn the floor to liquid, and then I stop the spell, which makes it regain
back to normal.
Then I continue to piss. Still the same bonus action because I haven't stopped pissing.
So physics, right? Normal physics.
Sure. Yeah.
The tiles and the concrete or whatever turns to liquid.
Mm.
He falls into it. It solidifies. Where does that displaced stuff go? Does he get crushed?
It spills out on the top of the tiles.
And then solidifies.
Just like imagine a bucket full of slop. If you got into it, if that bucket was full of slop, some of the slop would splash out, wouldn't it?
Right.
But it's a good question. But yeah, I mean, practically speaking, visually, yeah, that's what would need to happen. But I'm still pissing.
Of course you're still pissing.
And I got two more inconveniences.
Yeah, to make it really annoying.
Do you have to... Is there an end result here? Do you need to like actually be able to damage them in some way? Or is it just a battle of inconvenience? Yeah. It's just like you've just inconvenienced me to the point where it's annoying.
Yeah.
I'm going to
all covered in piss in this case.
Walk behind him, still pissing. I wedgie him so hard I pull his trousers over his head. But then I use a spell to make both his arms fall off.
Is that an inconvenience or an act of violence? Because it's more than just an inconvenience. You're just wedging him in a toilet.
This seems like secondary school ground, toilet bullying. Like you piss on someone's shoes and wedgie them.
I would say an inconvenience would be like he's just taking a huge shit and there's no toilet roll anyway.
That's an inconvenience. It's an unending shit.
It's just a continuous shit.
I don't know. That's
inconvenient as fuck.
But that happens a lot.
He can't do anything.
Yeah, but no, it's
it doesn't happen a lot. What do you mean it happens a lot?
For my third spell, I seal his butthole over.
Mm. Yeah, but so he still needs to poo.
Yeah, he needs to poo.
What if you just make it really small, like a pencil? Because I think that's more inconvenient.
Like
sealing over is one thing. That's
rectum
cruel.
Reduction.
That's horrible. And obviously, he's gonna have to get like some sort of fucking
tool.
It's got to be inconvenient.
He's going to have to train.
The inconvenience is like just give him an extra tiny butthole.
So it comes out like
noodles. like glass noodles.
Vermin chili.
And he's there for so much. That's such an inconvenience. You can't just dump. You have
really
to wait there and process that thing through.
That does suck.
And he's probably pushing like a motherfucker. That guy's going to get a hernia doing that shit.
Yeah.
That's
he's
my toilet
glass
based
noodles.
One.
That's
you do your one.
Oh,
that was good.
Yeah, that is good. Oh, I'm trying to think now because the glass noodle one
train.
Sounds pretty good.
Where would you not like to be inconvenienced? Getting a train
many
in
places.
A queue for a shop.
You can inconvenience someone just by
driving.
I hate it when you're walking like through town or something and someone's like really slow in front of you. Mm. That's a really like pedantic and it's a really pathetic thing to be worried about, but like and they always follow your
steps.
They
double each time.
Oh, you
every
just
time
create
you step,
a person
so you just
that's
create
in front
a person
of you.
Every time.
You always have someone literally walking in front of you.
Yeah.
I think that would be an inconvenience.
Yeah.
Just always.
Yeah.
And it's just like, every time you take a step, they are taking that same step just before, just as you do, I need to get past. And this is like constant. That would be inconvenience to the point you want to blow your brains out. I would hate that.
Yeah.
So much.
I would hate that too. I
mean, it happens in town anyway.
Yeah.
The awareness of people in town is so.
That's why I bark like a dog whilst I walk.
Yeah, that seems like a sensible thing to do.
The thing is, in Broadmead,
make you,
broad
you look
mead,
crazy.
Yeah. I look like the most normal guy in Broadmead.
People would just shrug at you. They wouldn't give a shit.
You've got Manic Street Preachers ranting and raving to themselves.
The band?
Yeah, the whole band. They're there.
They're
washed
in Broadmead.
Up, very washed up.
God, that would be so fucking infuriating. That would be the inconvenience thing, yeah. Wandering through town, someone's walking in front of you slowly.
Anytime you consume or watch something on a screen, there's always the silhouette of someone standing up as if they're standing in front of the projector.
like someone in the... Yeah.
But it's no matter what... Like
and you're kind of like, you move and they move with
it
you.
It moves with
again,
it.
It's a similar situation. It's like, oh, fuck.
Take it to the next extreme and just make that on their
you
eyes.
You just got a blot on your eyes.
It's like having glaucoma.
It's a person just like getting up, walking around, just like apologizing. Yeah,
it's a person that lives in your vision.
Just walks around.
Oh, hey, morning.
Yeah, that'd be a good, and that's a good technique in a wizard battle, because they wouldn't be able to see you directly. So like, it's like
very off-putting.
Well, I guess that there's a vision type where you can only see peripheral vision. It's like if you get like, is it cataracts? Or you can only see kind of around them.
There's
a bunch of shit. So you almost have like a blind spot in the center, which sounds awful. Like if anyone's going through that, I feel for them. But like that, you could punish them with that in some way. That would be quite annoying.
Yeah,
they can only see you in periphery, so they're kind of like having to look kind of like to the side to kind of see you. That would be, you'd win a battle that way straight away,
right?
Or if I'm trying to think of other things, just irritate.
Well, hold on, how many spells we got now?
I don't know. That's probably at least
mine's
three.
Mine's the silhouette just guy that lives in your
eyes. Yeah, yours is the silhouette guy.
These sound just like in general inconveniences rather than just something you do in a battle. But like that, those are annoying.
I would
those
do that things. For sure.
Yeah. Or like in your case, you'd have somebody crunching constantly in your ear with a popcorn.
God.
Or something.
Just like smacking noises.
If that was just, but there's no one there.
No, it's just there. Always there.
You just thought you were like, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
Like a bear eating salmon. Yeah.
That's more than an inconvenience for me.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, that's a huge hindrance. That would be really fucking annoying.
I like the idea that Ross's one, when he's walking through like the high street, he goes past the public toilet and just through the window, you can see a guy in a high-vis with a pneumatic drill just chipping a guy out of the ground covered in piss.
Another battle.
Another
toilet battle.
Another inconvenience is when somebody hasn't changed the battery in their smoke alarm and it just makes it beep, beep every like 10 minutes.
Right, so I have this problem currently. Beep,
beep. And it's like, oh, fuck. It's like, I could do it now. I've got something, but I'm busy doing something and you just don't change it for a couple of days.
Yeah, something you have to
work. So 2 weeks ago, this happened
to me.
Fuck,
that's annoying.
And I got really high ceilings because I'm tall. So
that's not why.
I had to
that's
get
high.
That's
not why ceiling. You have a high ceiling. You didn't choose
I
a
need
property.
Headroom. You know how you have photos and filming, you need headroom. Sure. I need extra headroom as an existence. I mean,
you
right?
didn't just specifically choose a place.
You didn't request that place.
I said, nice I said, I want 10-foot roof. And right. they said, well, it's an apartment, so it's not going to have a roof. And I said... Very good. I had an alarm that I can barely reach by standing on my tallest office chair, which is obviously spinning around quite a lot. I've got, you know, my partner's there to hold it and stuff. But I did my back in 2 weeks ago, and
sick.
I couldn't stretch, and it was just, but it was going
just
off.
Just a little bit off.
And like, so, like, what do you do in that scenario? Like,
break the fuck. Like, with the broom handle.
And that's the problem, right? They're such a poor design. You've got to get a screwdriver in the side of it and slide it off the roof.
Yeah.
And like, and I just couldn't do it. I was like, my back is ruined. I cannot reach it. I just had to sit there.
To live with the beep.
Well, you could, I guess, getting a ladder, a proper ladder.
Yeah.
Rather than
but where'd you get a ladder?
Chair.
Wilco. That's going under.
Well, sure, I guess anymore. So.
You Wilco would literally
got one from Wilco the other day.
Friend might have had a ladder.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's going under now. Trot,
yeah, we got time.
No, don't, mate. It's done. The staff have already given up.
They haven't confirmed it.
You go into Wilco now, the staff are all naked with like fucking garlands around them. They've given up. They've gone nuts.
They're just,
covering
looting
their own
the
shit.
Store.
They're looting.
Another inconvenience
would be... I want another £3 plastic box.
Another simple inconvenience would be, I guess, having always putting trousers on that didn't quite fit, so they would always slowly fall down. So you're always like shifting them up. And
that's
like,
annoying.
Seemingly some
obviously
men
you would just say put a belt
that.
On, but like I think in this scenario you would make it so they could never put a belt on either. So they're constantly just like, oh fuck. Okay.
That's annoying.
And so if they're just walking down the street, oh shit, ruffling back up again.
Yeah.
That would be a constant annoyance. That would be a massive inconvenience.
How about your fingernails occasionally just have that little bit of edge that
I hate that. It drags them on clothes as well. So it gets caught
up. It's like hangnail.
A little hangnail. Hangnail's just the hangnail spell.
Yeah, but it's something I don't think they would notice immediately.
No, but
then when they go to like put their arm into a sleeve, it's like
even cast a rival spell.
Yeah,
and they'd be like, "Oh fuck!
You've inconvenienced me there, sir."
That's annoying. What about unending sneezing?
Or not even sneezing. I mean, that's basically me. Anyway,
that's a curse.
That
would be a real curse because I fucking hate sneezing, and it's like it always happens when you're like for driving as well. The worst. Because you want to keep your eyes open when you're driving as much as possible.
Ideally, yeah.
But sneezing, you're just kind of like... Hitch!
Always happens on roundabouts.
Not my car, mate.
Your car can drive itself.
I have a wank and it'll still drive itself.
That's amazing.
Very good.
What a treat that is.
Dim the glass. Glass. Turn the speaker on. what was I going to say? There's something else before that. We were talking about car... Oh, fuck.
I got caught.
Oh, yeah, sneezing all the time. So you remember years ago when we used to sleep in Martin Walsh's roof,
in the attic,
ultra dusty, right?
The completely not legal conversion.
I would sneeze just like 50 times in a row. But what was worse than that, I'd wake up in the middle of the night. Nowadays, I know what this is. And it blows my mind that I went this long without thinking about doing this. But I used to get super like tight chest and wheezy. And like, you know, like to the point where I get up in the middle of the night and go, have to go down to the bathroom. The only thing they had was Tiger Balm. So I was like, I was snorting Tiger Balm to try and open my lungs up. Nowadays, I have an inhaler, which is 100% why I need it. It's like it's an allergy asthmatic reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would just raw dog like an asthma attack and just be like, and then the next day I'd be like, dozy. I think I lost some brain cells or something because like I just spent the whole night in just allergic shock. Yeah. And
stupid things, you kept coming back.
I know. And like, nowadays I don't think I have them as bad. I think I've slightly grown out of them. I also take medication for it and have an inhaler. But like the fact that I would spend like literally like whole days in like a state of like asthmatic tightness of just like
it was really annoying to listen to.
Yeah, because I'd snore like crazy.
You experienced it the other way.
Oh god, honestly,
I just die already.
And I'd rather have a tight butthole than that, if I'm honest with you.
The
glass, I think I don't. Well, yeah, you probably would because breathe there. The breathing is a very integral part of living. It feels
a little bit like you're being waterboarded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I used to reek a Tiger Balm.
That's more than inconvenience as well.
Yeah. All about an itchy nose that you can never actually scratch it away.
Well, Smith's got that too.
So you try and scratch it, but it's like it doesn't actually itch anything.
The itch that moves. Would be the curse. Every time you itch it moves.
So you've got. Oh, sorry.
I've got that bridge wire thickness. No. You know, I have that like one beard hair. I've told you about that, right?
One single beard.
I have a beard hair that grows from the back of my nose, and so I have to like every couple of months. That's I'll a have nose to hair. Pluck it out. This is not a nose
it's
hair.
It's just a thick nose hair.
Next time I pull, it's thick. But it's the same thickness as my beard hair.
Yeah, but still, the hair is still in your nose.
Oh well, yeah. But it's like
a beard thickness nose hair.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Yes, I'm happy with that. Yeah, but what I'm saying is,
it's confusing.
But that motherfucker tickles my nose constantly. That's why I'm like,
when you pluck it, do you cry?
No, I love it.
Sometimes it's like, ugh, and you get this kind of teary, and you sneeze. I sneeze. Oh yeah, nose hairs.
I get a nose trimmer.
Yeah.
Oh, but doesn't that make
sometimes you get one long one? You're like, I'll just doink it out.
Can I borrow your nose trimmer?
Doink, and then
no. I need one for my ears as well. I'm getting hair growing out my ears.
Oh shit!
You guys get
is it that stage? No, no, I'm not. My granddad
what's going on
a lot of long hairs out of his ears.
Honestly, I think I am. I've become a complete hypochondriac, but at the same time, weird things happen to my body. Yeah. So I'm just like
they're justified in a way.
Yeah.
Oh shit! How annoying would it be if you always had like furry teeth, even if you brush your teeth?
Oh, that
would be
fucking
a huge inconvenience. Even though you're just like you're brushing away, you're like no,
like
it should be nice
a
and clean.
Drink
like,
or so. Yeah.
No,
in America.
I need to brush my teeth again. You constantly want to brush your teeth. That'd be
sucks.
The worst.
Or something stuck in your teeth, but you can't get it out.
Oh. Fuck.
Oh, like that's fucking annoying.
That would be annoying.
Like, really, like...
Yeah.
You know,
it's, like, right at the back as well.
Like, well, yeah, like, when you get, like, a string of, like, fat or something
and it's like
caught in, like, a very tight, like, gap of your teeth.
Yeah. I'm annoyed that tongues are so
popcorn
bad
teeth.
At getting stuff out of your teeth.
Just fork it. Cut it in half.
But, like, that wouldn't improve
things.
And
then you can go around,
carry a toothpick around.
Both sides of the teeth and then pull it down.
I'm going to get surgically implanted toothpicks on the front of my tongue.
Just to tip them.
So that can use it like a weapon too.
Jesus.
Go up to somebody and like kiss them on the neck and then
literally like syringes.
Why isn't there like a tongue cap where you can put like a floss thing on the end?
A tongue cap.
Where you can just get back there and
I feel like it's infinitely easier to do what we've already done.
More likely you're more likely to choke to death on a tongue cap.
Why aren't there more tongue caps?
I swallow a tongue cap, honey.
10 more tongue cap deaths
also, like,
this year.
Everybody's tongues are different as well. So they'd have to be
tongue
like cuffed.
Yeah, but they're malleable, right? You can fit.
You've got to get like a safety line that you clip onto your belt every time you use the tongue cap.
Just a string from your tongue to your belt.
He choked because he didn't use a tongue cap string.
Just saying there's maybe a niche in the market.
So here. Weird.
Or right. Just equally just, showering, never feet, being clean. Be worse. That's the same vein of the toothbrushing one.
Putting on deodorant
again, just
and
like,
smelling like BO.
I imagine a tongue cap.
Yeah.
That was me.
All of these sound very inconvenient. And also just extremely annoying.
But my
just
actual,
basic hygiene a lot of the time.
My final spell.
Yeah.
Because I've done the guy shadow eye.
Sure.
Well, that I don't think I even had a second. Oh, the unending sneezing maybe can be that one.
The guy that lives in your eye is the funniest one.
That's pretty funny. Third one is like the rock in the shoe.
Oh.
But that feeling no matter what you're wearing.
Oh, fucking hell. This is just psychological trauma.
This is awful stuff, yeah. They are inconvenient. All of them are inconvenient, annoying.
Guantanamo Bay would like to know your location.
They're not like real, like, it's like, making someone walk on Lego or something. It's just like, it's not really going to do
just
permanent
annoying.
Damage. I mean, it could do. It depends on the Lego piece, of course, but like,
yeah.
yeah, these are just really annoying things to happen to you. And yeah, I mean, maybe there are torture techniques, I suppose. They're just the most mundane things possible.
There was the drip torture, wasn't there? There's a form of torture where water would just drip onto your forehead constantly.
And that's
sounds therapeutic.
I mean, nowadays you've got like things like waterboarding, which are far more effective. But, you know, information gained through torture is extremely unreliable, so...
True.
Therapeutic, we said that would be.
What?
The drip.
Maybe for a psycho like you.
He's there smiling away. Ah, this is quite nice.
With every drip, another brain cell.
Can you
cell.
Make it colder?
Oh. Well, there's
but
a
it's not rhythmic.
Oh.
It's arrhythmic, so you don't know when...
That's a bit annoying.
...the next drop's coming.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So you can't predict it, right? That would be annoying.
Like, there's definitely one at least every 5 seconds, but...
You don't know when.
So there's no long breaks either. There's no respite, but there's also no expertise. It's like life.
Yeah. Or listening to someone start a piece of music and then kind of fuck up and keep starting it over and over again.
Oh.
Actually, no, let me start again. And then just
hearing someone
over and over and over again. Yeah. It's like, oh, God, just finish the fucking song. Mm,
fucking hell. All right. I think we'd be very good at inconvenient wizards.
If we were, anything.
We didn't really do anything that magical other than, well, I guess it's just.
You can summon the rocks in the shoe and the guy in the shadow eye. And the liquid floor to then piss in the mouth of.
What about every time you open a door, you just hear a pie whistle?
Yeah.
What, everyone like, hears it or you?
Everyone hears it.
Right.
You always feel like you've got an unwiped bum.
Oh,
itchy bum hole.
Itchy bum hole constant. Yeah,
dude,
that would suck.
That is just...
That's torture.
Just get products, man. There's all sorts of stuff out there.
No, but none of that's going to do anything.
That's
the whole point. The spell is itchy bum hole. And you've just given them itchy bum hole.
You just cut your bum hole out. If I could solve itchy bum hole.
You're going to get phantom itchy bum hole if you do that.
I just shoot myself.
That's probably the most equivalent issues. Like people who've have amputated legs and stuff, so they get itches on their legs and it's like, what the fuck, it's not actually there.
Oh yeah.
That must drive you that's fucking grim. Crazy.
I mean, the auroras are going to turn up if you're going to do stuff like this, Ross. The Ministry of Magic is going to be like, look, stop.
Stop giving people itchy bum holes.
Stop giving people uncurable itchy bum
holes.
Tiny
itchy bum holes.
Because they just keep Avada Kedavra-ing themselves.
Stop tapping
his
dark
He's either shitting glass noodles or he's itchy as fuck. All right. I've been inconvenienced in plenty.
Ross, another wizard put their wand in their mouth this morning.
Oh, Kedavra! Get rid of the itches, for God's sake! This is enough.
Fucking hell.
That's pretty rough.
We've thoroughly covered hypothetical.
Yeah, this is a good one, to be honest.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that had a lot of leg, a lot of, I don't know.
Got a lot of leg in it.
Got a lot of leg room.
Are there the other ones any good? I do want to talk about just general news shit.
We can talk now and then we can go on to the next one if you want. What's general news
shit?
He's
got a lot. He's been doom scrolling like crazy with this flu.
Just to stop you from turning off, it's not all, it's not bad news. Oh, floaty rock, mate.
I don't know. I know it's called something.
LK99 is the official name for it. Now, before everyone's like, oh, it's not being confirmed. Well, I know. I'm just hoping because...
You're going to talk about UAPs.
Oh, we can talk about that. I mean, that as well. I mean, to be honest... let's talk about that first because the LK99 stuff, I can give you more.
Unidentified anomalous...
Phenomena. Yeah, perfect.
Does it include Tic Tacs?
The new UFO.
Does it include the Tic Tacs?
Yes.
Tic Tacs apart.
So... In my feverish thinking... So what happened, if you're not aware, Google it. There was a hearing in the US with a lot of official-looking people and some other people who are claiming to know about the existence of non-human craft, both intact and not intact, recovery of bodies, all sorts of crazy shit has been claimed by people who may seemingly be in approximation to what could be called... accountability and truth, right? So basically more and more people closer and closer to, you know, things like the US military, secret shit going within the US military. I'm not saying they actually know anything, because a lot of the time I think they even asked in this hearing about like, have you seen any of this? And the guy's like,
some people aren't even eyewitnesses.
I know people who have said they have. So, you know, very much pinch of salt still, right?
Right, yeah.
But it's exciting because like, essentially, what is being suggested by some intelligent people, some, frankly, a bit nutty people, there is stuff going on that we don't know about that may be being used for a military advantage, economic advantage within various governments. This was focused on the US government. There are other governments. Most commonly, Italy is actually one of the more pro-government
let's identify what the fuck's going on. We've had stuff happen. You know, like they've had, there's a few accounts of strange things happening. There was one of like a high energy weapon taking a helicopter out of the sky like 15 years ago. Who the fuck knows?
Is it, despite the whole alien thing, yeah. I think it's about the lack of communication, isn't
yes,
it? And it, reporting yeah. from private companies.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to change the law so that these things yes. have to be reported to Congress yes. or whatever.
So with all things, like I think, you know, Oppenheimer being released recently has kind of helped this. But with all things, when a senator or a very senior person within a US government says, let's start a super secret airplane program, you know, let's talk about, like, you know, the Blackbird or any of the more modern spy technology that that any government might be using, you have to deal with contractors, like people like Lockheed Martin, stuff like that. So Lockheed Martin famously has Skunk Works, which is like their experimental division, stuff going on like Area 51 and other various other test bases where they test who knows what, usually just advanced military equipment probably, but there's a degree of secrecy that has to be held within both privately owned companies and government positions. So there's all sorts of stuff of like, well, hold on, do people within Lockheed Martin know about crazy stuff? You know, does the president of the United States know nothing about it because it's a temporary position and they can't necessarily tell somebody like Donald Trump or indeed Barack Obama, anyone like that, certain stuff because they're going to be out of office in 4 years' time? You know, there's all sorts of, it's about accountability, about oversight, about people who, you know, we all belong to these countries. These countries are funded by our taxes. Should we not know more about it? And typically it's always been like, well, military secrets are important to maintain supremacy over your adversaries, you know. Again, with Oppenheimer, the Russians yeah. were wanting to get as much information out of the Americans of this because they wanted their own bomb, you know. Taking the bomb out of the equation, you know, say there's some form of advanced propulsion that you can create a spy plane that can fly around the world six times like they once did, your adversaries are going to want that technology as well. So, you know, military secrets are necessary, but it's about trying to get transparency into what might be. Somebody famously said, I think it might have been an ex-Lockheed Martin engineer, said to his friend, nothing to do with UAPs, but this was in the 90s, the guy was like, oh, you guys working on some crazy shit in there? Bear in mind things like the Blackbird spy plane was invented in like the 60s. And
is that the one the X-Men use? Or?
Yeah. Like, so he's like, and this Lockheed Martin engineer said, we have stuff 50 years more advanced than you can imagine, you know? And that doesn't necessarily have to be alien shit. That can just be very advanced military technology, which is cool. And we want to know about it and people want to know about it. I think more what's happening is with this stuff is these guys are, whether or not they're right, you know, you can be a highly intelligent person in a position of power and a position of privilege and still believe in aliens for no reasons related to that. You know, this is what I'm saying. Yeah, like, you need to be very skeptical.
It's like religion, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, to an extent. But I mean,
did they say anything about aliens? You know, what's it more about?
Yes, they said that. Yes, they said that the US had recovered non-human craft.
Vehicles,
spaceships,
non-human biologics.
Yeah, that as well.
Which you could suggest is like a bird corpse found in a drone.
Yeah. Could be bacteria.
So
true. Yeah.
It could be bacteria. Non-human is anything other than human, right?
Yeah.
So it could be like an insect.
So you're saying the birds are taking over?
What this still comes down to, unfortunately, is personal opinion. There is still no evidence.
Because I saw that, but Brian Cox was saying how he just doesn't. Yeah, there's nothing to really go off of here. Like,
but equally, most people, I think, now are at the stage where we're starting to understand the size of the universe. We're starting to see more exoplanets, for example, planets within solar systems that we've been able to identify now using new techniques. And more very intelligent, informed people, such as Brian Cox, are saying, well, like, odds are, probably is some form of advanced life out there. There is obviously the Fermi paradox and the idea that we may simply be the first most advanced species in the universe. We just got lucky where, you know, the universe has been around for billions of years, but it takes a very, very long time for anything to form into something called life. Our life can be, you know, could have been on bacteria on a bloody meteorite. So what you really want to hear is my crazy crackpot theories. What I'm saying, nothing, it's exciting and, you know, but I mean, you can't, much with this LK99 superconductor stuff that I'll talk about in a minute.
The
but let me give you a little bit of something. because I, in my feverish state, I've been reading all this bollocks, and I'm starting to form some form of opinion.
Oh shit!
Some form of idea.
No, fucking hell!
I'm starting to think.
Here it comes.
I'm starting to think that human beings might have been Prometheus.
So we were sent here.
No, we were. I think it could be possible that
this isn't the
a much more advanced
planet.
Race came to Earth, saw Earth, it had a lot of life on it, fucked with that life, and made human beings.
This is that documentary about the pyramids. Have you seen that on Netflix?
No, I haven't.
But the guy who's like obviously like very questionable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Theories and stuff about previous civilizations, etc.
Yeah.
But maybe that kind of goes along the same lines, right?
Because the worrying thing that came out of this UAP shit is that one of the reasons they gave for people not disclosing stuff they know about aliens and recovered alien craft is because humanity wouldn't be able to deal with it. One of the reasons they think that is because of religion. They think that if they were like, oh, because by the way, an Israeli defense minister a couple of years ago said that there was an alien galactic federation that doesn't want any part of us yet because we haven't sorted out not nuking each other, not doing this right. And he's the second person in a higher area that said this, that there is an organized galactic federation that we are not yet allowed into until we prove shit. They even said that most of the aliens are not...
Wait, what? This is stuff being said.
So the ex-Israeli defense minister, right, top dog in the Israeli government, has said that there is a galactic federation of aliens that doesn't want to let us in yet, right? That was said. Take that.
Is that on record?
Yes.
Is there a video of
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
The Jewish Times, I think, reported on it or something like that.
Is this not deepfaked or something?
No. This happened. And then also...
He's just gone off... How old is he?
I don't know. But yeah, absolutely. Be as skeptical as you like. I'm not saying take it.
It's such a high position now where he's like untouchable.
Yeah, why would you bother?
Lunatic stuff.
Well, no, but why would he even
it's
say
funny.
That? Yeah, maybe, absolutely. These are all possibilities.
It sounds insane.
Yes, it does.
But carry on.
But like the two reasons they're saying religion, because the amount they actually know about the state of the galaxy, the state of the world, the state of who we are, would be so ground shattering that it would make a lot of, you know, the many religions around the world, it would cause a lot of chaos because it would be like, well, hold on. And that's what I was like, maybe we do know that we're genetically modified and apes and that we're basically a pet project of an alien race. But the other thing
you people... You think this is the shit they led up, you know?
Yeah.
Like a higher being and, you know... Or
but
is
it's
it
just
scary?
Another alien.
It's too
yeah,
scary
yeah, yeah, but this
as a concept.
The other
They'd
thing
rather
they said
believe
is,
in an invisible
It's not the rosy,
being.
Beautiful
well,
this, deity.
But they said... The disappointing thing is like they might know that aliens have all this amazing technology they're not willing to share with us yet.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing of like death is not the end. You know, that's the other thing. There's all this other trans like dimensional shit going on where they're like death is not the end.
You're
kind of wild.
You've hit us with your essay title, right?
No, I haven't.
No, well, you have because you said like humans got Prometheus.
Yeah.
Dissertation That's title.
Right. Yeah.
And then you haven't shown your workings and you jump into the conclusions here and it sounds like a lunatic.
Sounds like it could be a great TV series.
Like,
I'd watch
how
it.
How did you get to that conclusion?
Well, there's all sorts of other crazy shit. Like, for example, in the book Sapiens, which most people have heard of. Have you heard of the book Sapiens? Mm-hmm. It's like on every like person's shelf. You know, it's one of those ones that people buy to make them look like
Next
they've read something.
And
no, not. But, you know.
It was in that place in London we were.
Yeah, it was in that place in London. But
they had loads of Adolf Hitler books.
In that, they talk about how the modern Homo sapien is actually a fusion of three different forms of like previous human being, and those were actually ethnically diverse groups from specific locations around the world. So, for example, there was a, for want of a better description, like an Asian Homo sapien, a European Homo sapien, and an African Homo sapien. They're not Homo sapiens. Homo sapien is the modern version, but they were called something else. I can't remember. There are three different kinds of pre-Homo sapien humans-like peoples. And what that would mean is actually that Asian people, African people, and white people are actually three distinct forms of human being. So we're not actually all the same human beings. Being so, you know, read in a certain way, that can be read in a certain way, right? And I'm not going to make a comment on that, but the book talks about that.
Okay.
So what I'm saying, like, you know, There's a lot to take in, but ultimately I was like, shit, it does make a lot of sense that once upon a time, aliens came to this planet, saw all the life on it, you know, all of the fish, all of the fauna and flora, and then went, should we fuck around with some, like, should we uplift some simple kind of almost human monkeys into what we are now?
How would you hide this? And how, I don't know,
well,
how you,
because
how you
with such good technology. So we share 95% of our DNA with every living thing on Earth, right? We share about 98%.
How would one guy find this out?
You don't.
If everyone else doesn't, you know, the one guy who's like saying,
meeting these aliens, being in contact with these aliens.
Like,
there was also the suggestion that there is a secret base underground in Mars that the US are using to liaise with aliens. So it does get a bit nuts.
I guess this is why humanity's not ready, based on my reactions to it.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck. Like,
but they do say things like infinite energy. And this guy, Bob Lazar, who is also a bit of a nutcase, might not
be a
nutcase.
Doesn't he think that all politics is
the
lizard
first whistleblower?
Is he the lizard?
Well, this is where hybrids come in. And so there's also the suggestion that there are aliens. Well, okay, right. Okay, this is another... God, I'm sorry. Please, I'm joking. I love these kind of thought experiments. Please don't judge me. So, the Bible says that man was made in God's own image, right?
Does it?
Which one?
The regular Christian Bible, the New Testament. I don't know. You're right. Which one? That's a good question.
Rewrite,
I don't fucking know. Man was made in God's own image.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus Christ was a man with superpowers. What if Jesus was an alien? And what if man is made in the image of aliens? So what if we meet aliens one day and they look like us? They're just more advanced. So they went to Earth. They went, fuck, should we make some people? Yeah, let's make them look a bit like us. So they did that. They created an intelligent species on Earth that looked like them.
So you're saying religion has some credence?
It could. I mean, it's
just us recollecting something that actually happened. And
most books, religious books, are written by men, you know, written by human beings.
I heard something not too long ago about the time back then, obviously, lack of any kind of medicine and people with ailments, like not being able to see clearly or hear properly or, you know, various disabilities, etc. Their recollection of what Jesus might have been could have been retold. And obviously then there's this kind of...
changes.
Whispers change over time. You don't know what someone said then means the same
We've
thing
all
now.
Played the game. Whisper to each other.
Yeah, and so like
different result.
For it to be translated in the same way that we understand it now is probably quite far-fetched, I reckon.
Jesus always
so seeing someone walk on water is like, whoa, my God, he's walking on water. It's like, you're taking your glaucoma medicine. It's like, well, that doesn't exist, so
you've got a blind
who
spot
knows,
where he's
you know
looking.
I mean? And obviously in a time when it's probably... people are dying left, right, and centre before their 30s. Do you know what I mean? So,
exactly.
So take that seriously is quite hard.
But anyway, I promise I'm not going to turn into like what are the crazies called that have all the like weird theories about andochrome and shit like that. Andochrome. You're the ones that think the Democrats
QAnon.
Had a paedophile ring in the butt. QAnon. That's it.
QAnon. Yeah.
I promise I'm not going down that route, viewer/listener. These are all just mind games, playing around with stuff. Not mind games, thought experiments. And I still maintain skepticism. I know. I have to basically
You went down that rabbit hole.
I don't believe anything I say, but I think it's fun to bounce these things around just in case somebody can go,
I heard about the Mars thing.
Yeah. Before. I don't know if that's true. But I mean, if some of it's true, a lot of it could be true. Who the fuck knows? But anyway, that's weird. What's more weird, and let's talk about some real fake science.
I want to talk about that Voyager thing.
Well, when they accidentally
lost
connection.
Moved to a couple of degrees and then like it just resets itself. That in itself, being a billion miles away, whatever, like
amazing,
that's
that?
impressive. That they can do that alone.
I thought they lost it.
It's traveling like what 30,000 meters or so.
Fucking fast,
yeah, miles per
55,000
something crazy like that. It's just like, and then you can communicate with it back and forth. Oh, I find that impressive.
Yeah,
and it's just traveling through interstellar space.
It's
dope.
Very impressive. So we can do that. Yeah. Why can't we do other stuff like create anti-gravitational drives? And other stuff. Speaking of which, LK99 was the thing I mainly wanted to talk about. The UFO stuff was asked for. I wasn't going to talk about that, but because it's all over the place right now. Who the fuck knows, basically. They're trying to obscure just regular spy shit. They're doing a good job. LK99 is a potential room temperature superconductor.
I do know about this. I just didn't know its name.
It's also a very simple room temperature superconductor in that it requires lead apatite and a bit of copper. And basically a couple of South Korean...
I've dug up those things in Minecraft.
You have?
Oh, really? No way.
Apatite, lead, with mods, of course.
Yeah. So lead apatite is basically like a rock form of lead. It's like a mixture of lead and some other mineral to form. But what's important is the arrangement of the lead and the copper within the substance. So scientists do something called doping, which is where you add something to a metal or a mineral. And what they're trying to do is create a certain structure within that material that allows electricity, I presume, I don't actually have this right in front of me, move through that material without any resistance. And that's why it's called a superconductor, because it conducts electricity without resistance.
Superly.
So like all conductors are not perfect. They create heat, they'll create light, they'll do something whilst conducting that electricity, because the electricity has resistance. Yeah, there's resistance within the material. However, superconductors don't do this. We've got other superconductors. The problem is they don't achieve this superconduction unless they're incredibly cold, you know, like -200 Celsius plus, or they're under a great deal of pressure, which is kind of similar, the same thing, you know, how pressure affects temperature and things like that. This is a very cheap superconductor. It isn't made of some sort of...
wasn't, right? That's the,
yeah, a lot of superconductors are quite rare elements a lot of the time. They're difficult. I mean, this one's proving quite difficult to manufacture, and it's still not confirmed as to whether it's a superconductor. Labs around the world are trying to confirm it. It takes like 4 days to make this material using its current manufacturing process, and it seems like the copper needs to be in a very specific part of the lead apatite, like they call it a site. So they need to. It needs to be in the right site on the structure of that lead for this to have an effect. These Korean scientists have been working on it for about 20 years. It was apparently the dying wish of their professor to continue the research into this. And why it's exciting is because if we can create a room temperature superconductor, it can be put into far more things. And also, ambient pressure as well. Like, so
yeah.
One atmosphere of pressure.
What's the use cases for it? So.
Huge.
Everything.
So this, if this turns out, and a couple of labs have reported that they can get this. There's a couple of things that they're checking. So superconductivity, so no resistance. Mm-hmm. Also, levitation. Is what they call it.
Yeah.
Levitation. Now, typically, like a magnet has sort of two poles, right? North and south. So they tend to be attracted to either one. There's also something called like diamagnetism, which is about it repels magnets in a field around it or something like that. So it can almost spoof levitation. It looks like it's a superconductor, but it's not. But they're trying to work out whether or not this is a superconductor. And one of those things is levitation. So like ways that this could improve the world. It can be put into some of our more complicated things. So, for example, fusion reactors are something we're currently working on. They currently usually use, depending on the design of the reactor, of the fusion reactor, they use things like beryllium and like quite rare metals. Tritium is another thing they use. Again, these are quite rare
making up words.
Elements. we could use this instead of these rare elements. It's super common. The only tricky bit at the moment seems to be the manufacturing, but I mean, we can nail that. You know, manufacturing is like, we found that it might behave like this.
It can affect everything, like all electronics, basically.
Yeah.
Like, imagine computers that don't need fans, for example.
It would be the most revolutionary piece of science in our lifetime, probably.
Yeah,
and it's super exciting because it could help us solve climate change. Mm. It could give us much better electric vehicles, motors, things like that. All these things could be improved using...
There's a lot of waste energy in a lot of our products.
Yes, exactly. So climate change right now is all about reducing our output and our energy consumption. So if we could suddenly reduce all energy consumption by 30%, regardless of where the energy production is happening, it could be fucking coal.
Yeah.
We're saving that, and it's just a blanket fucking win. You know, it's so... But I mean,
it's got to be a superconductor, and it's got to be
Be. Yes, there's a lot of skepticism. A lot of people are
which is good. That's what science should be.
Yeah.
Making sure that is the thing that they're saying it is. Apparently, people are scrambling to submit their papers for it and claiming that they were the ones to be the first, which is usually a good sign in science that people are willing to back it
and
put their name to it. So as they know, it's a monumentous moment.
Honestly, it's really exciting. Like, and I still, I've been like checking news like on the hour over the last week, just like reading about it. We still don't really know whether it's real or not. It could just be what's called a, I think, dia magnet,
right.
Which is not dia, it's D-I-A, ag magnet, which would not be exciting, unfortunately. That would be shit.
Just a magnet, isn't it?
But if this is a superconductor, honestly, like, holy shit. Like, it's so, so good because of how sort of readily available the materials are. Like, we've had a lot of huge scientific breakthroughs in the last decade, but a lot of the time it's, like, graphene, which is complicated to produce and, like, can't be used in certain ways. And, like, I mean, graphene is nothing in comparison to a room temperature ambient, like, superconductor still. Other great things have happened in science. So that's a bit, that's LK99. If you haven't heard about it yet, and you're interested in this kind of stuff,
I saw it all over the place.
I'd be surprised. Day, yeah. Yeah,
what does the LK stand for?
It's the makers of Lee Kim 1999 Lee Kim research. 19. So this is, it was, I imagine that might have been the original.
So that is, yeah. Holy shit.
But yeah, it's really, really, really exciting. One of the, I mean, again, if it's not real, it's going to suck.
How much is it going to increase FPS in Cyberpunk?
Probably, they think you might be able to do double A ray tracing overdrive. Yeah.
This is a pipe dream.
I know.
Don't get your hopes up, guys.
Yeah, and I mean, don't get your hopes up is a good way to be. But I mean, it is super exciting.
Maybe, you know, back to the alien thing, just quickly. We got Prometheus. Do you reckon it's like, how fast can we get this race that we created to discover the superconductor LK?
You do like a game.
And it's like, you win! Like, and then we're going to wipe you out now.
There's like a million different planets currently trying to do the same thing.
It's all speed records.
Like, this one, that one! Oh, evolution. No way.
Okay, all right, here you go. Here's some more anecdotal shit.
Right. I've unlocked another thing.
Here we go. So, following the invention of the atomic bomb, so one of the things people are saying
Oppers.
Is the other thing, the reason that we're not allowed into the Galactic Federation yet is because we are too good at killing each other and too good at creating things like bombs. They think, well, if we give them even more advanced technology, what are these fucking warlike bastards going to do with it next, you know? But basically, when the first atomic test started happening, there was an event, I can't remember the name of it. Basically, things were seen over DC. There were this famous, like, unexplained occurrence where flying saucers or something flew over DC. And they think that it coincided, and a lot of sightings started to happen, and they think it was coinciding with atomic research. There's also been numerous, that's happened in the UK as well, bizarre sightings over nuclear test sites. Now, a lot of people would say, hey, it's probably adversaries trying to surveil them. You know, like where are the nuclear launch sites. So where nuclear weapons are held. There was one famously in the UK during the Cold War. We had American nuclear weapons stationed here in case we needed to first strike the Russians. Now, there's been like many accounts of lights in the sky, nuclear weapons activating, and then deactivating again within silos, mysteriously, and they don't know why. And
when you say activate, what, going off nukes?
Not going off, arming.
Oh, right.
Launch sequences happening, all sorts of stuff, and then being deactivated in the presence of these bizarre lights in the sky. What if these aliens that aren't happy about our atomic weapons have gone round working out how to remotely disable our atomic weapons so we don't blow each other up?
Wouldn't it make more sense that another country's trying to be able to activate someone else's?
It would.
Nukes? Yeah.
Yeah. And very well might be. Them. However, a much more nice idea is, in fact, these
Americans. We've got these overlord aliens that are like stopping us from destroying ourselves.
I mean, we've only used two in anger so far, like a religion, in Japan.
Though. So I imagine, yeah, like it's probably safer to have all these nuke things on manual rather than being controlled by a computer from remote range.
Yeah.
And in the sense that, like, another country could somehow access it.
Yeah, my only knowledge of nukes going off is from the opening cinematic in Red Alert 2, where you had two guys next to each other on a little screen, and they had to both push a button.
Mm.
Is it like that?
Is it? Do you know?
Do you have a key that you
turn? You gotta open the rocketway doors. Jerry!
What are you doing?
Yeah, the phone. Fucking love that intro. God, that was such a good intro.
So many nukes have gone off? I think in the world, like, since nukes, was, I think it's like 1,100 or 1,200.
Aliens are stopping them.
1,200 tests.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a fuck ton.
Yeah.
That's a lot of nukes going off.
A lot of radiation in the air.
But like, well, a lot of them are like, in the ocean and like, obviously, above ground in random kind of remote areas. But like, I just thought it was quite a lot. Like almost 1,200 odd.
I know, it's grim. And like also like detonating, like you've seen the video of the one detonated 150 meters undersea.
Yeah.
It's the way incredible it just lets you
just,
to see.
Yeah.
But think about all those fucking poor fish and animals in the sea.
Or just the water,
like,
yeah.
Just suddenly just...
Yeah.
Like, Jesus. Very destructive.
And also the effect on the water itself.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, yeah. There is some effect, yeah. They would have calculated the fact that, like, you know, it's not going to turn sea irradiated, right? But yeah. Like,
or
yeah,
do they not
we
care?
Are very.
Oh, no, they, like Oppenheimer didn't talk really much about radiation at all. Do you notice?
No, no.
Which you would have thought they would have kind of been worried about that, or even discussed. Obviously, it's not.
Yeah.
It was about him rather than apparently the bomb as much.
So this is to do with the fact, like, for example, in Chernobyl, it's to do with how the radiation how is it's carried, just, yeah. And so
well,
with Chernobyl,
above Earth and, yeah, rather actually hitting it is a bit worse.
Yeah. Also, just the way that like a nuclear bomb goes off. The radioactive material produced isn't the same as, for example, a core melting into particulate radiation that then gets blown by the wind, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you're
so
right.
So watch something about, like, obviously when they detonated the two over Nagasaki and Hiroshima and how, obviously, it didn't actually have that much radioactive... well, obviously there was, but, mm-hmm. like, it wasn't as bad as if it actually hit the Earth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think they were like people were fine like after 2 weeks to go into those areas. Whereas obviously Chernobyl because it blew up from the ground.
It was
I mean, even now it's dangerous to go there, which it just seems crazy. But I've kind of always thought the parallels for that were equal. As in if a nuke goes off,
I mean,
don't go in that area. But
I think generally speaking that's probably right. Yeah, but yeah you're right. It does completely depend on how the how it's delivered. But yeah, I mean apart from nukes and stuff.
I might just go see Barbie.
New cancer and Alzheimer drugs this week as well.
There's on a high.
Yeah, there's new. I mean, honestly,
that's
like,
good, yeah.
Fuck. It's like spin the wheel of headlines. We're either getting one about hottest temperatures reached ever and how the sea is just boiling, and then scientists are very clever people on the other side, like, we might be going able to cure cancer in like 10 years.
Okay, yeah,
so there's a drug that seems to be able to destroy. And I think this came out of COVID research.
Proteins, right?
It's a vaccination system. So they take a sample of a broken down tumor and then create a vaccine, and then that vaccine is delivered to tumor sites, and it seems to break down tumors. And I think it may have come out of COVID research, which is really, really exciting.
Similar process.
Yeah. New Alzheimer drug that may reverse Alzheimer, like
break down
plaques within the mind.
Yeah. Again, like attacking certain proteins again, in between.
Avoiding others.
Yeah.
In parts of your brain. Stuff. Yeah.
But like, yeah, this is me in bed this week feeling sick as fuck, and I'm just going through and seeing all this stuff. I'm like, oh, cool.
That's terrible. Your flu, though.
That's pretty good. That's terrible. Cool, huh? Oh, shit.
Nothing will fix your flu, though.
Nothing to fix the flu.
It's a common cold. Yeah,
the common cold,
really,
man.
That one. Just
not
going to
nail that bitch.
Knock that in the head.
I had a flu jab this year as well.
Yeah,
but you didn't get that strain.
No, I didn't. Got a different strain. Sativa. Should have got
that. That is interesting, isn't it? Yeah, the common cold couldn't just be a quick.
Yeah.
Well, it keeps mutating.
I guess it's not as high a priority or as deadly. So
AI is getting really crazy. I'm starting to believe that we do need, might be because I've been reading a lot of Isaac Asimov recently, but we need overlord AIs because men are too fucking stupid to rule. Beneficent AI, fingers crossed, otherwise we're all dead. But we're all dead anyway.
Yeah.
If human governments exist, we're probably all dead anyway. If we get a beneficent AI, jackpot. If we don't, we're all dead anyway.
Yeah, AI is such a broad term, though. You see it everywhere now for everything, and obviously, like, you've got the writers' strike now. They're worried that obviously all their images are going to be used.
It's used for
fucking
any
reproduction
sort
of extras.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, man, if you're you're not going to have a job in the future.
Yeah, and it's just an abuse of that system, which is just tragic. Same with art, obviously, as we've seen, art and music and all that stuff is. There was a song I found the other day which I thought was really good. I was like, oh, no way, I'll check out what the artist was. And it was made by AI.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I was like, fuck, that's really depressing because it's just like, it was really good.
Well, that's the thing.
It's
all trained
like,
on
human
stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just making more human stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we'll get, I mean, it's changing. You know,
it's good as
bad. Google is bringing something that's going to knock ChatGPT out of the way. I mean, it depends on what kind of AI you're talking about. Yeah,
exactly.
Like you were just saying,
like,
large language
models. Medicine
has
been doing wonders, which is really good, and that's kind of where we want it to be. Like,
it's chonking through compounds and stuff like that to try and find new medicines. It's really good for that.
So it's hard to say one way or the other whether you like AI or not. Like, it's used in so many different ways.
Yeah.
I've got lots of friends who use it for work all the time. Like, use ChatGPT to do most of their fucking emails and stuff. It's like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, a lot of call centers are going to turn into AI assistants.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you can ask it specific questions and it's got its database that's trained on to
give
you good results.
If someone set up a Hatfield channel and it was just AI, but it was no different from our channel.
I'd
was,
sue the living shit.
The new content was obviously better.
That. Well, like, that's going to be our future, guys.
Better content.
I'm going to make
a
prediction.
It's just us, and we don't get any money from it.
20 years
what would
time
you do?
When
just
we
be
retire,
like, fuck.
That's no, we sue their ass because that's what yeah. we're going to have to do. In like 15, 20 years time, you're not going to be watching real life hat films. We're going to be off somewhere enjoying our lives,
yeah.
or fighting
we
for
would
our lives.
Contact the company, buy it from them, and then use it.
Yeah.
By the likeness, yeah.
Because AI
use it to make Mr. Beast level content, but
well, you know, you're on Midjourney. You create beautiful images. You'd never be able to create yourself. Like, what if we could create great content that we could never create ourselves? Because the AI has found a more novel way of thinking about it.
We train it on us to make it look like us, but on all the most successful YouTubers' content.
We all have
so
seven
it's
fingers.
Us doing their stuff with
filter
weird teeth.
Out perverts. Oh damn, that the data set's much smaller.
Down
now.
To one.
Oh fucking hell.
Oh wait, it's just hat films. We're the only non-pervert.
And even then,
until you listen to the content.
I mean, everyone's a pervert. You look deep enough.
It's
you
true.
Know?
Yeah.
Like, we weren't always YouTubers.
We were perverts.
We were horny, we were horny teenagers.
We were perverts.
We were horny teenagers once upon a time.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I'm nowadays we should probably know better.
I'm glad we didn't grow up on YouTube. In on yeah. the face of YouTube. We weren't going through our teens
yeah.
as YouTubers.
Yeah, like, or like, yeah. I mean, or, yeah, making...
Making
dumb
stupid
TikToks
mistakes.
And
we were in our 20s when we started YouTube, which was knowing a bit better. Than
yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of cringy stuff we've done early.
Definitely.
That we would be like, oh, okay. But nothing was like that bad.
You certainly learn quickly when you have an audience that from all around the world criticizing or like saying like, that's not okay, this is okay, that's not okay.
And then you're like, but wait a minute, they're not making the content. So should we be listening at all? Because if you take all that input, if you take an audience's input into a person's content, you're just going to get the audience's idea of content, and that's not what they want to watch. They want to watch your idea of content.
But what if it got to that stage where anything that they enjoyed was what they saw as a
that's kind of the form of
AI.
Social media algorithm.
Yeah, that is basically where it's just like it's something. Like, oh, I really want to see how films do this crazy thing, and then it happens, and it's like, oh wow, shit, that'd be quite. That's interesting. Like a kind of.
I think a lot of the time. Smith's right though in that I don't often know what I genuinely want. I think I have an idea of what I want, but then often there'll be something else that I wouldn't have thought of that is more interesting to me.
Yeah.
So I feel like algorithms have got some advancing to do in that regard.
But at the same time, they're not limited. This is what's kind of interesting. They're not limited by the individual human perspective. Like, you know, when think about it, when we try and think of content, when we try and make things, we are always seeing it through the lens of our own minds. An AI could take what we do, the data, or rather the content, look at a lot of elements to it, and then look at it with a wholly unbiased perspective. They're not shaped, like we can look at our own content, but we still see it through our eyes. So, you know, this is something else, looking at our content unbiasedly without the limitations of our feelings or our opinions or any of those sort of things. So as a aggregating system, it's probably more effective than we are. As a creation system, maybe not, because it doesn't have our feelings, our opinions, our thoughts, which is what gives us our creation, I suppose.
Till it feeds off of our brains. Yeah. We put our brain into a machine.
A mid-range AI, as somebody said.
Yeah, sure, mid-range AI. Mid-range AI. yeah.
That's very many points of thought to leap from.
I've had a whole week of not talking.
Yeah. That was a loaded hat chat, I'd say.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I want more facts. This is a problem. I've come to you with like, did you see this? Nobody really knows what's going on. Nobody really knows what's going on. But
very excited about the superconductor thing.
Yeah.
UAPs, I don't fucking know.
I mean, yeah, that's probably best. I watched a film last night called How to Not Give a Fuck or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Kind of interesting.
I've seen it, yeah.
It's kind of just a guy's opinion, but it's kind of a nice opinion.
Yeah, well, that kind of dude who kind of lived a party lifestyle and then was just like,
he's like, whoa, I'm a douche.
Kind of reflecting on, his life.
But because
that was a book as well.
Yeah, it was, But it made me think about the whole alien thing and like, I don't know, I'm more just excited, I suppose. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't realistically think it's something we'll see in our lifetime.
No.
So that's the apathetic,
the hopeful part of me is,
look at it, I suppose, of just like, wow, something
is going on, and whether or not that is just really advanced technology or extraterrestrial stuff, I'm interested both ways. I think that's why I'm so interested. I love military technology. I love flying shit. And
it's
often
the most easy answer, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, pilots are seeing crazy shit.
trained pilots, like F-18 pilots, F-16 pilots, are seeing, which I think is the most interesting
thing. You've seen them
hicken, though. You think they're just right? All... I've seen everything.
How much blood loss are they losing when they pull those sick Gs? Yeah. And they're like, I can see fucking Tic Tacs, mate.
I'm seeing Tic Tacs everywhere. You've got to hick harder. Hick.
You're just losing blood to your brain.
I think somebody's worked out anti-gravity drives. I think that there might also have been... The big one everyone talks about is free energy. So you know how I was saying earlier about, just to finish on, sorry on this, you know how earlier I was saying one of the things they're worried about is that religious people will be, like religion will be chucked into madness because of all of these revelations. But the other thing is, if they had free energy, because this is something that Bob Lazar, that guy, said, again, might be a total quack. He said that they had a box that they were trying to reverse engineer that powered one of the craft they found, that he said that they think was basically like an energy box. They don't really know how it worked, obviously, because it was just a little box. But it was essentially, it could be a dark matter drive, whatever you want to call it.
If energy companies even got a whiff of that, they would hide it.
But this is the thing.
Because they're not making any money
exactly.
From it.
Exactly.
So they'd be like, if fuck it eventually this, came hide out, it, don't tell anyone. We're not making money from that, so fuck it.
And equally,
they wouldn't give a shit. Yeah,
yeah. So the status quo is there, right? Like you're saying, the established status quo.
Yeah.
If a small group of scientists working for the US government found out a way to get these little energy drives working, and then the US went, okay, yeah, this could be cool if we scaled it up and like changed the world with all of it. But what if instead we just used it as a technological advantage over our adversaries for like 50 years?
They would do that.
They would do
yeah,
that, right?
100%,
yeah. And so when these pilots are seeing these sphere cubes within spheres, which I think is some of the most interesting stuff they've seen, these trans-medium things where they can go between the ocean and the air, really, really useful militarily. These cubes within spheres sound really weird. And you're like, why the fuck would you see something like that? Why isn't it like a plane? Even the Tic Tacs sound more like an aircraft than these spheres, right? And it, I think it must be some, it could be some form of drone. You know, let's pretend it's not aliens. It probably isn't. It's some sort of drone that a government has designed that uses some form of energy source that's really easy to control, really like infinite. You know, it's a bit like nuclear submarines. Nuclear submarines now, they go down for like 6 months at a time. It's a massive advantage. They don't have to, they have to go back for food, not to refuel.
Yeah.
You know, so crazy, if you could create
why are they doing it around pilots though? If it's also.
Yes, good point.
Like what's the,
why would you risk it being seen?
Within eyesight of pilots.
Yeah, good. It's a good point. I don't know. I haven't got a good point. I haven't got a good answer to that. But it's interesting, is all I'm saying. And I think it could be glimpses of modern technology. It could be.
Isn't that what scientists are constantly working on, though? With them, when they're trying to split the atom and do this other stuff with the... What's
crazy
it, the,
physics shit.
Hadron Collider and stuff like that. They're trying to find better energy sources, right?
Because it's, energy is essentially the secret to the universe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Once we crack infinite energy that's infinitely harnessable, like, that's just... You've cheated, you know? You've
the Dyson sphere.
Yeah, well, that's a way to generate it, yeah, which arguably be quite... basic if you've got a box that can make energy. Like what if you can like zero point energy, you know, you access energy from a different space-time. It's Stargate shit, but like I don't know,
through a little wormhole.
I think we will see some crazy shit in our lifetimes. You just got to stay alive, so let's hope we don't die on our flight to Iceland next week.
All right, sick. And on that note, I hope you all had a great time listening to us rant away on Hat Chat. Thank you so much to our supporters. Again, we all congregate on the Discord, the patrons, the YouTube members, the subscribers on Twitch, discord.gg/hatfilms. That's where you'll see the hypothetical votes and stuff, and you get to hang out and see all our extended videos and stuff that we release on YouTube as well. Many thanks for all that support, and thanks again to Matthew.
It's Matthew Hocking, yes,
for the wonderful Fingal. The full thing is about to be played. Enjoy, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.